Yeah, it's a good question because it sounds odd, doesn't it? Yeah. But in reality, some believe it actually developed from an older name called God's Friday. You know, regardless of the origin, the name Good Friday is entirely appropriate because it's the suffering and the death of Jesus, as terrible as it was, marked the dramatic culmination of God's plan to save his people from their sins. I mean, like, his goodness to take away our sins. Without Jesus' death, there would have been no forgiveness of sins. So this is why we can say it's a Good Friday, because, you know, the good of being saved was now, you know, applicable.
Yeah.
You know, you could be saved, whereas before there was no access that way.
Which is huge. I think that's definitely something, especially in 2019, that we can take for granted.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we have the advantage of looking back on, oh yeah, back in like first century, you know, this is what happened. But think of it back then, you know, yeah. I mean, like, it was a game changer. Like, everything just, all of a sudden, all the books changed.
Let me ask you a question. So for someone who's maybe going into this weekend and yeah, they've maybe done Good Friday, Easter Sunday, 50 different times.
Right.
And they feel like they're kind of drifting apart and they want to get back to the heart of what it is. What would you recommend for these people to do this coming weekend to help, you know, reconnect them?
Sure. I would say that this would be a great opportunity to start using some of the spiritual disciplines. Maybe even using things like fasting, solitude, you know, things like that. Maybe even, I would say, do some radical things such as, you know, maybe watch The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, just help to paint a visual picture.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a very visual person. Mm-hmm. So a movie like Passion of the Christ really drove the point home to me, you know?
Yeah.
I also have on CD, it's The Passion Story. Basically, it's Jim Caviezel, plus other Hollywood stars that would get together and they would read portions of the four Gospels that would narrate it all together in dramatic format of, you know, Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was very cool. You know, I've been listening to it already this week, and it just, to hear it, it's just like, wow.